Now, this 1 hour stoppage, as I say, it went to our force of members, which are the grant paid secretaries. And when it is, as I'm saying, we actually will have a protest of ourselves and our colleagues, the teaching staff, and our SNAs will stand with us. It will not affect their school day of teaching. It will not affect the pupils themselves, because this is before class starts. We ourselves, as the secretary there, will remain for the hour and work stoppage for the hour, and then work to rule over that. Now, the work to rule, again, won't affect the parents or the pupils. This is, we're more or less unplugging from department work that we're doing. They won't recognise us as public service staff. So why should we continue with public service duties that we're doing on a daily basis?
Do you expect that action to intensify if your demands aren't met?
Unfortunately, I mean, as we said, like, none of us want this to go ahead. I mean, the fact that that it has come to this stage, we don't want any strikers, not what we want at all. But the department know too well. They know this is wrong. They know it's unjust. Why they won't just rectify it and come back with a decent proposal to us. That's all we need. I mean, the fact, again, without saying here she goes again, but the secretary is vital to the running of the school. So, I mean, they just need to come back with a decent proposal and meet us. In fact, 2008, I was actually in the same room, and the same notes I used, I obviously wasn't the main speaker, but I had a few things to say to actually let them know the important role that we do as school secretaries. 2008, one or two members of those that attended the meeting were around the same table. Unfortunately, at the time, we were told the financial crisis set on, and we were left at the bottom of the pile once again. So the department know too well. They have said delayed us by in relation to a survey because they want to know how much it costs, etc., etc. But this information has been given to them time and time again. What would put us on a proper equal scale would actually be only a drop in the ocean to what the education budget is and the money that is used in education every year. We're not looking for anything extra.
You say that the department are all too familiar with the situation that secretaries face. But I suppose in particular, we did talk before about Donegal Minister and Education Minister Joe McHugh, and he is also very familiar with your plight. Do you feel, in your opinion, is there an onus on Minister McHugh to rectify this?
Well, again, as I've said before, I'm no love for any particular politics whatsoever. But the fact that, yes, I would think, because he is Minister of Education and he is our Donegal Minister, and he would be aware of this situation for many, many years. Himself had been a teacher and was very supportive over the years when in opposition. And up until now, I know if he himself, or I think maybe is a better word, that if he had the right to say, yeah, okay, sort this once and for all, I honestly think he would do that. And again, I would say the fact that he is our Donegal Minister. He knows many of the secretaries around the country, so he hears at first hand the genuine cases of secretaries that possibly are off work at the moment, some suffering with cancer and other ailments with no sick leave. There's others that the rate of pay is well below acceptable for the responsibility that they carry out on a daily basis. Minister Joe McHugh, in fairness to him, knows exactly what we're about, and I do believe that if it was in his power, he could do something to rectify it, and possibly, hopefully, encourage his colleagues to do so sooner than later.